You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's spring training, and we're finally live from Arizona. Welcome to Angels Talk today. I'm Dave Raymond with Alvin Gonzalez, Angels.com. Here's a question, Alvin. You're down there now. This offseason is sort of done. People have weighed in aplenty on this Angels team, and the projections and the expectations are as low going into this year as they have been in many years. So do you detect anything there? Have you had a chance to talk to anybody about their feelings on that issue?
Well, yeah, you're right, Dave. Usually the Angels, I mean, I guess what we know is the Angels for the last few years now, they go out and they get the big bat, they sign the big free agent, and everybody falls in love with them, and they're odds-on favorites to win the World Series and stuff like that. And, you know, this year it's a little bit different. Fangraphs has them at 81-81. I think the Pocota rankings had them winning 76 games. USA Today came out. They're the most favorable. They give them 83 wins, but still not making the playoffs. There's a few people here today for reporting day. Talked to CJ Wilson about it. He said he doesn't really look at that stuff, but he feels like the rotation is going to have to be the group that kind of, you know, really steps up because they have some depth there. And, you know, I did talk to Andrew Heaney about him. And, you know, one thing he said, he's like, look, I'm not going to lie. I read that stuff. I look at that stuff. A lot of people say that they don't. I do. I pay attention to it. He says he doesn't put much stock into it, but he kind of shakes his head, you know, every time that he sees the Angels are not predicted to win many games because, you know, he was sitting in the clubhouse. He's like, you know, you look around and you look at the names in this clubhouse, and, you know, these are all guys who have won, who are established great players, and you look at the names in the rotation, and I feel like we have a good group here. And, you know, and every club is going to say something like that, but I feel like with the Angels, there's a real sense of belief there because, you know, they do employ the game's best all-around player in Mike Trout. They have a Hall of Fame first baseman in Albert Pujols, and they feel like they have a really good rotation. Now, we'll see. They do have depth there, but, you know, I don't know how many players are going to admit it publicly, but I'm sure they're kind of driven by that, you know. Any team that's not projected to do well, you know, they look at that, and it's a motivating factor. You look at the Royals last year. The Royals were predicted to win 76 games by Pocota, and they referenced that throughout their entire postseason run about how they were projected to win 76 games, and look at us now in the World Series. You know, guys look for anything to motivate them, and I'm sure this group is looking at that in particular.
I think I have to side with the guys in the clubhouse, too, on this one. And here's wild. And, I mean, you go back to last year, and there was all the drama early on, front office drama, which seemed to be an issue. The left field situation was never good. There was a lot that they've had the chance to at least address, and in some cases maybe they couldn't address it to the level that they had wanted, but they now know what they can expect from certain positions, those kinds of things. It came down to the last day of the season last year with all the nonsense.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel like maybe some of it has been overblown.
Well, and another thing, too, is, you know, it came down to the last day of the season, even though they had a brutal month of August, and we talked about it. If they don't have that month of August where pretty much everything went wrong, and you were looking at the team every day thinking, what is this? I mean, what happened here? They may be a playoff team last year. But, you know, and who knows what happens if they get a little bit better health and they don't, you know, they don't have the ups and downs that they had last season. I will say that I feel like the division is better top to bottom. I feel like the American League West now has, I think, five teams that are playoff teams. And I think, you know, Billy Epler told me right before spring training, he said he feels like the division, he feels like everybody's going to kind of be in play up until the last month, maybe the last couple of weeks. So I could see that happening simply because the American League in general just seems so wide open. It seems like every team has a chance to make the playoffs this year, and it could come down to how healthy you are down the stretch or maybe even what moves you make before the July 31st trade deadline. And, you know, we've talked about it, Dave. They have that starting pitching depth. They could still use another bat for that lineup. I expect Billy Epler to pull that trigger at some point if all of his starters stay healthy.
Yep, I agree with you. Definitely, I think it should be the most entertaining division in baseball and the closest top to bottom of any in baseball. What about the main storyline then for you? What are some, whether it be a position battle or something along those lines that you anticipate being kind of the big story this spring?
I think it's got to be the rotation. It's the most fascinating of all, for sure. I mean, there's bullpen battles. There's always bullpen battles. And, you know, left field is going to be interesting to see how they figure it out. It seems like, you know, Johnny Civitella is primed to be the starting second baseman, although Ray Navarro maybe could factor into that as well. But it's got to be the rotation. And, you know, and going back to my conversation with these guys, Andrew Heaney was talking about how everybody in that rotation has something to prove personally. You look at Weaver, everybody says he's in decline. C.J. Wilson and Tyler Skaggs coming off surgery. Andrew Heaney looking to prove that he could, you know, that rookie season wasn't a fluke. Or Matt Shoemaker, that he could be the guy from 2014. Garrett Richards, that he could step up and be an ace, you know. And the fact that there are eight guys and there's only five spots and all eight of them really are capable of taking the ball every fifth day, I think that's going to be the most interesting thing of all. Who gets traded, if anybody gets traded in spring training, who moves to the bullpen. That's the one area of this Angels team where you look at it and you say, okay, they have real quality depth there. It's going to be really interesting to see how they manage it all.
Yeah, no question. That starting pitching, it's so interesting to see a team coming at it from that perspective as opposed to the ones always needing that extra starter or two or trying to figure out who's going to make the back end of that rotation. What about on the field, on the lineup? Is there a spot that is particularly compelling or compelling at all that way?
Yeah, I think left field for sure. I mean, left field has been compelling for 12 months now, ever since Josh Hamilton had early February surgery last year on his shoulder. Then obviously he never showed up. They traded him, and then they suffered through a 592 OPS from their left fielders last year, one of the lowest marks in baseball history. And now we're going to see what happens here. I think that they're going to try to do it by committee. That's what happens when you don't have a set guy that's capable of, you know, that has proven that he's worthy of 500 plate appearances. I think Daniel Nava is going to factor in. Craig Gentry, everybody keeps talking about that being a platoon. But, you know, guys like Todd Cunningham and Rafael Ortega could factor in there. The guy that I'm interested in seeing is G-Man Choi, who's from South Korea. They got him in the Rule 5 draft. He's only played in 80-some-odd AAA games the last 2 years, but you know, he's a guy who really has a great ability to get on base, and the Angels have liked him for quite a while. They're pretty high on him. He's a natural first baseman, but he has played some left field. I expect him to play a little bit more left field. He just learned how to switch hit, I think, last year, so I expect him to get in the mix. And you know, they got to find something, and they got to find some combination of players that could give them adequate production there. I'm not really sure how long it's going to take, but I think it's ever evolving in left field.
Yeah, weather's nice, I'm sure. It feels good to be in Arizona. I know officially everybody hasn't had to show up yet, but plenty are no doubt already there. What do you do now for the next handful of days? What's your agenda?
Well, now I got to wake up early every day, Dave, and that is not something that I do well in life. it's funny how baseball works, because you have the complete opposite schedule in spring training than you do during the regular season. So spring training, you're up really early every morning, and you know, you go to sleep a little earlier. Well, you try to, because you got to get up early the next day. And then when the regular season comes, it's the complete opposite for reporters and for baseball players. You kind of got to get in gear late at night. It's kind of weird, but you know, it's cool to come back here. Every time I come back, it feels like I never left. You know, see a bunch of familiar faces here, and you know, just get ready for the grind, man. This is every single day with these guys following this team. And you know, I know a lot of people are down on the Angels because they didn't get that big bat, but you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how that division plays out. And you know, if anybody could separate themselves, I know the Angels don't have the talent that they've had the last 2 years, but I still think they got a shot, and I still think they're capable. So I think it's going to be a really interesting year in the American League.
Well, always the best time of year right now, and let's face it, they're undefeated for the moment. Alvin, go get some news, man. Dig it up for us. We'll do it again.
Will do, Dave. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, there he goes. Alvin Gonzalez, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.